All right, we're back here, Bay College Radio. It is halftime, and in our player spotlight today, that's what happens when you have seven girls. Everybody gets on the radio probably more than they wanted, and Sage Rogers is here. How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Hey, I'm pretty good. You remember your very first interview, right?
Yes, we had just got out of a swimming pool workout.
You and Jordan.
Yeah.
And you got it done, and I think it's a little easier for you now, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like I'm a pro now.
You are. You know what, though? In one of the interviews, you told me that things were going good for you, and then it got cold here in Escanaba. Well, since we did that interview, I remember I told you, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Well, I mean, it's cold, but when I went home, I realized that it's about the same. So it's like, as long as I have my coat, I'll be okay.
Yeah, a few degrees difference here and there, I guess, when it gets this cold, doesn't matter, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me, how did the first semester go for you?
Actually, I think I did pretty good for a freshman. Like, I had pretty good grades. My one class that I wish I did better in was math, and it was a four-credit class, which brought my GPA down a little bit lower. But other than that, I think I did pretty good.
Well, I was never very good at math, so anything you got was probably better than me, Sage.
Well, maybe.
But what was the difference that you think, just the whole routine from high school to college, and what was kind of some of the big things you had to adjust to, you know, and change in your life?
Well, one, like, being on the court is way, way different from high school. Like, college basketball is more fundamental, it's more... You have to be more active, more hearing, more like you have to listen. You have to make sure you got everything down. College is just like, I mean, high school is just like, oh, you just go, go, go. You just do what you want. And then I have to be on a routine with making sure I go to sleep at the right time and making sure I have enough food before 6 a.m. practice, which is hard to do. It's always hard to eat before that early in the morning.
Yeah.
And then getting ready for class and trying to stay awake in class from being tired from the 6 a.m. practice. But other than that, I mean, it's great. I like it. I mean.
Well, and the one thing that Coach Drake expects in those 6 a.m. practices, he expects you to be as if it was 6 p.m., doesn't he? He expects a full effort in that. Geez, that's hard for anybody to get up at that time of day and be 100%.
Yeah, it's really hard. But after a while, you start getting used to it, and it's like, you're on a countdown, like, okay, we got 2 more practices this week, 3 more practices this week. And then Friday, we always get, like, 8 a.m. practice, which is, like, even though it's not, like, a big difference, it's a big difference.
That 2 hours of sleep is good, eh?
Yeah.
So what is it that you've learned about time management, you know, making sure you get things? Like, I know some of these online courses, you have to, 11:59 p.m., it's got to be there. You have to push that button or you don't get credit or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's just really, I mean, I just try to stay on top of it, make sure I have my calendar set in my phone, so I have all my assignments in there, so I know exactly when I need to turn everything in and I don't get behind on stuff.
You have the best super-duper phone on the bus, from what I understand, because everybody's Wi-Fi and stuff was going out on a couple of our trips, and yours just keeps on going.
I know. I don't know what it is. I had to, when I first got up here, I had to switch phone services from Sprint to AT&T because Sprint did not work at all. Like, I couldn't do anything. And now I'm just loving it because I can do whatever I want.
So, anyways, have you adjusted to life in Escanaba? I know that, you know, nobody treats anybody poorly up here because they're from out of the area. But for you, have you been able to make a lot of friends up here?
Actually, yeah, I have. Like, I've met a lot of people, a lot of good people, like a lot of people that I can see being in my life in the future. And adjusting to Escanaba, like, I thought it would be hard just because I'm far away from home, but it's really not that bad. Like, the only thing is that's bothering me is the food.
Well, you know, we do still have, you know, some of the same restaurants that you have down there.
Yeah, like, Culver's and McDonald's and Wendy's, Taco Bell, but like, I don't know. If you had a Chipotle, then it would be perfect.
All right, well, we'll go to work on that because we do have a Meijer now.
Yeah, I like Meijer. I like Meijer's and Aldi's.
There you go. See, we got something. We're getting there. The other thing, too, is I tease you a little bit because of your close friendship with Alfonso Fields on the boys' team. And I asked Jordan and Marcus this. Just, is it is it good to have someone that's a really close friend like that to talk basketball with when things aren't going good, that you can kind of talk with each other, maybe that you couldn't with a teammate or a coach?
I feel like it is, just because, like, when your teammate, like, say me and my teammates are having a bad day, I can always go talk to him, and he'll motivate me and make me feel better. Or when my teammates, you know, I mean, they're always there, but, you know, it's always those days.
And then when he goes out and shoots 3 for 13 or something like that, he can start venting to you, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so the last part of the season here, we're going to have a lot of games in a short period of time. What do you think about that? I know Coach has been frustrated that so many games have been canceled and stuff.
Yeah, that's really frustrating that they keep canceling our games. It's like, maybe they just don't want to play us because we're that good. But like, for the most part, I think that this is only going to make us better. It's going to make us stronger, because we have to be more prepared than we ever have been, because the games are back to back to back to back. And then on top of that, we'll have, like, you know, a 7 p.m. game and have to be back for class. So we're really going to need to get our rest and make sure that we're prepared for everything.
All right, Sage, I'll let you say hi to anybody you think might be listening, because I know you were able to get home a little bit anyways, and that had to feel awesome.
Oh, it felt great. So I love being at home. But let's see. I want to say hi to my mom and my dad, my brother. That's probably about it.
All right. Well, you go get him, girl, and we'll do this again in a few weeks.
Yeah, I'll be back soon.
Okay. Sage Rogers, everybody, at halftime. Bay College Radio is Maverick 106.